And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. On this grim morning, so soon after the murder of Oliver Wilson backstage at the Hamilton Theater in New York, we find Larry and Mary Noble in the living room of their home in Rosehaven, Long Island. Mary's at the desk, occupied by household accounts, while Larry is reading the morning paper with increasing alarm. And at one point, we hear...
Marty Rufus is certainly having a field day over this mess in his gossip column, Mary. He's done everything but openly accuse me of murdering young Wilson.
Why do you read his column, Mary? You know that he never misses an opportunity to spread gossip, and it only annoys you.
I have to know what's going on. It won't help to stick my head in the sand like an ostrich.
I'll have to try terribly hard to be calm through these next weeks. I know it isn't going to be easy. But we'll just have to do the best we can.
That isn't much consolation, if you ask me. This whole case is absolutely crazy, Mary. I can't figure out what anybody's up to.
What do you mean, Mary?
Sergeant Riley, for instance. What the devil is he trying to prove?
Why, I suppose he's trying to prove who killed Oliver Wilson.
I don't mean it that way, Mary. Why doesn't he come right out and ask some sensible questions? Why all this mask of secrecy?
Oh, I don't think there's any mask of secrecy. He asked me a lot of questions.
Yes, I know he did. But he hasn't asked me any so far. Why? What's his game? That's what I want to know.
Perhaps he hasn't gotten around to you yet, Larry.
Then why did he get around to you?
Because I was the one who discovered Oliver's body hanging up there in the wings. Every time I think of it, I shudder. It was such a horrible sight, Larry. Such a terrible thing for anyone to do.
I grant you all that, Mary. But somebody did manage to get a rope around Wilson's neck and hoist him up in the wings. And as far as I can see, Sergeant Riley is handling it like an idiot. All this beating about the bush has got me nearly crazy just waiting for him to question me.
But, darling, I don't see why. You haven't any reason to worry about Sergeant Riley or his questions.
No? You don't think there's anything to worry about? I'm about to be accused of murder, and that's nothing at all. My play is about to be closed, and you think I ought to go around singing about it.
Oh, I don't think anything of the sort, Larry. I only said that you haven't any reason to be afraid of Sergeant Riley's questions. Actually, all he wants to do is find out who killed Oliver Wilson.
That's all. How beautifully simple you make it sound, Mary. And if in the process they should happen to pull my name out of the hat, what then?
But why should they?
Oh, darling, let's be realistic. I was one of the people who were backstage when the murder was committed.
So was I. And even more, I found the body.
But you didn't have any reason to kill the guy.
Did you?
No. No, but by the time the police finish, they'll make it look as though I did. Marty Rufus is playing it up for all he's worth. He can make it look as though I'd been crazy about Claudia Vincent. When I found out she ran off and married Oliver Wilson, I blew my top and strung him up in the wings backstage. It all adds up beautifully.
Not to me, darling.
Well, thanks, Mary, but unfortunately, you aren't in charge of this murder investigation.
Well, there were plenty of other people backstage that night. All you have to do is prove where you were when the murder was committed.
How the devil do you expect me to do that? I don't know when he was killed.
Well, the stage was absolutely empty when I found his body hanging there. I called to you and to practically everyone else. Nobody answered. Where do you think you were right then?
In my dressing room, I suppose.
Well, you couldn't have been, Larry.
Why?
Because you'd have heard me. I called and called.
Oh, this is fine. What are you trying to do? Prove that I haven't got an alibi for the time of the murder? You want me to confess that I killed Oliver Wilson?
Oh, Larry, you're being hysterical. You know perfectly well I only want to help you.
Then just don't bother making any statements like that last one to the police about my not being in my dressing room.
But where were you?
How the devil do I know where I was? I might have been almost anywhere. I was all over the place that night. I was nearly crazy with worry about the play. How do you expect me to remember where I was at any given time? The whole evening is a nightmare to me.
Hello? Anybody home?
Oh, it's Maud Marlowe. In here, Maud.
Oh. Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Maud.
I didn't know you were up yet.
Oh, yes.
Did you have breakfast?
Mm-hmm. Ages ago. I was on my way to the village to do some errands, but I was persuaded to return.
What do you mean?
Haven't you noticed our friend outside?
What friend? What are you talking about?
We have a police officer on duty outside.
What? Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious, Larry. I started on out toward the road, and he stepped up, oh, very politely, and suggested that it would be better if I didn't venture forth.
Well, I'll be hanged. This is an outrage. They have no business doing this to us. We have some rights, I should think, to our privacy.
Well, I don't suppose anyone even remotely connected with a murder has much privacy until it's all settled. I explained who I was. I gave my name. Maud Marlowe, character actress, friend of the Nobles. I told him I'd been living here for a long time. He looked me up in his little book and evidently found the name all right, because he nodded and repeated that it would be better if I stayed close to home.
Oh, that does seem ridiculous to me. I don't see how in the world they could connect you with the murder.
I was there the night it happened, Mary. That's enough, I guess. Yes, even if they don't know about my part in getting Claudia and Oliver to elope.
What did you say, Maud? What was that?
Oh, it's nothing, dear.
Will you please let Maud answer for herself, honey? What did you mean by that, Maud?
Oh, I don't know if I ought to tell you, Larry. I'm sure you'll be furious at me for being a meddlesome old maid, and I deserve every bit of it.
Come on, let's get to the point.
Well, you can blame me for the fact that Oliver Wilson suddenly became ardently interested in Claudia Vincent.
I don't think there's any need to go into all that, Maud. After all...
Mary, please. It may be very important.
Oh, I've been blaming myself every minute of the day and night for what I did.
Well, what did you do? That's what I'm trying to find out.
It was supposed to be rather a joke. Yes, not a very funny one, as it turned out. In fact,
Maud, I'd get to the point.
All right, Larry. Well, I never did like Claudia Vincent.
That was obvious enough while she was staying here at our house, while we rehearsed her for the play.
Yes, I suppose it was. At any rate, I suspected that she was a cheap adventuress. I had an idea she'd be out for the main chance, no matter what happened to anybody else.
Your character analysis is very interesting, but it doesn't explain to me how you fit into this elopement of Claudia Vincent and Oliver Wilson.
I put the idea into their heads.
Oh, fine. Oh, that was a big help. Particularly when you knew I wanted Claudia to be a hit in the play. When you knew how important it was for her to live up to my expectations.
I didn't intend to do anything to hurt your play, Larry. I only hoped to open your eyes to the kind of woman Claudia was. I thought it was outrageous for you to insist on having her stay here, in this house, when you knew perfectly well that it made Mary miserable.
Are you by any chance taking it on yourself to arrange our lives for us, Mary's and mine?
Larry, please. What would be the good? It's quite obvious that you wouldn't listen to anyone.
I see. And just what is this great intrigue you worked out, I'd like to know?
Well, it's very simple, Larry. I merely put two opportunists together.
That isn't quite clear to me.
Well, at the garden party Rupert Barlow gave at his Oyster Bay place...
If you'll forgive me for interrupting, Maud, I thought that garden party was given by Julia Dixon.
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Not at all. Julia is Rupert Barlow's secretary or housekeeper or whatever you like to call it. She's the one who wanted to give the party, to introduce all of us to her young Oliver Wilson. He was her guest, remember? She's the one who brought Oliver back from Bermuda for this visit.
All right, Larry. Everything you say is quite right. However, we did attend the garden party.
Under protest, Maud, if you remember. It was you and Mary who persuaded me to go and practically forced Claudia to go, too.
Oh, how I wish we'd refused. If we hadn't gone there that day, none of this would have happened.
It's all my fault.
Maud, how?
I deliberately told Claudia that this young Oliver Wilson was fabulously rich and was only over here for a short time.
What the devil did you tell her that for?
Well, I felt she'd be interested in the young man if she thought he was rich as well as handsome.
Well, go on.
Well, the same afternoon, while young Mr. Wilson was driving me back here to Rosehaven, I gave him the idea that Claudia was a famous heiress, that this stage business was only a passing fancy, and that she was rolling in money.
You deliberately told each one of them a monstrous lie?
Yes. And I'm heartily ashamed of it, Larry. I wanted to see if I was right about Claudia and about this young man Julia Dixon brought back from Bermuda. Well, I was right enough. My little experiment was all too successful. I didn't know they'd take me so seriously. I certainly didn't foresee anything like this.
Oh, of course you didn't, Maud.
And so, just because of this meddling, you've managed to put me in a spot where I could be indicted for first-degree murder.
Maud Marlowe's face pales as she listens to Larry's bitter words and reads the anger in his eyes. And Mary looks at her husband with deep concern. Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.